Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wind and Words, the podcast diving deep into the many beautiful words that appear in Ulysses by James Joyce. I'll be going chapter by chapter, keeping a diary of how I feel on my way through the famous / infamous novel, and keeping track of my favorite quotes. Chapter 9, Scylla and Charybdis. Here we have Stephen presenting his theory on Hamlet, a plot point that's stuck around since chapter 1. We see a bit more of that first chapter popping up in this quote, too. So let's get into it. Mother's deathbed. Candle. The sheeted mirror. Who brought me into this world lies there, bronze-lidded, under few cheap flowers. Liliata rutilinatum. I wept alone. Page 156, line 231. So these moments where Stephen pauses and thinks about his mother are almost a cheap way to fill these episodes. They're almost always standout moments in their chapters. Reflective, sad, personal, real. So this is. But every time it's especially powerful for one reason or the other. They feel unique every time. This line was made powerful by its context. He's talking to two intellectuals trying to pass his theory by them. We get this complete storm of words, some coming from conversations, some distractions, thoughts. Every monologue or dialogue, whatever log that's taking place in this room. In the middle of that, we get this really focused, short moment where he thinks about losing his mother. Yet again, we get these pangs of guilt, without them even being specifically referenced, but you can feel it when he says that she brought him into this world. I might not think that personally in that moment, but his own brilliant mind does. Those are the kind of personal windows we get into Stephen that make more sense than the all-over-my-head thoughts that usually spin around his brain. It's also worth noting, as I mentioned before, that there's this line that calls back to chapter 1. Telemachus. Liliata rutilinatium. This is a shortened version of that line of a prayer that he remembers, which the longer version translates into, may the troop of confessors glowing like lilies surround you. May the choir of virgins, jubilant, take you in. And this makes me wonder, what is this flower thing going on? Is it simply a character trait that Joyce liked to use? Something along the lines of growing and blooming. As you know, we have Leopold Bloom and now this flowery constant for Stephen, too. I guess I'll have to cover that more when I figure it out. That's all we have time for today, so.
Thank you, everyone. This has been Wind and Words. Better rush out.